Let me ask you about the experience at Troy, because that had to be impressive. You go to Division I school, team on the rise. You get to play on national television, play against the likes of LSU, Nebraska, teams like that. What was it like, and how was that transition going from high school on Friday nights right into college football?
The biggest thing was the road trips, and the teams we played had the home field advantage with the big crowds, and I was used to in high school and at home at Troy. You know, Nebraska had 75,000 every time we played them. LSU had close to 90 when we went out there last year. The football, the game speed is a lot different. It's faster in college than it is in high school. Once you get adjusted to that, I mean, it's all about the player making plays after that. But as far as the biggest difference from high school and college is just the crowd support that the biggest schools have than the smaller schools. It's just like the biggest schools in 1A are like 6A, and the smaller schools are like 1A in high school. It's just a big, big culture difference when you go on the road.
Derek, Pat Patterson here. How you doing?
How's it going?
Hey, I was wondering, you mentioned some exciting places to play. As a matter of fact, I saw it was an exciting game at Troy when you had Missouri come to town. I was watching the replay on ESPNU the other night. I was wondering, what is your most memorable win while you played at Troy?
I said it'd have to be Marshall my junior year. Because, you know, we played Kansas State the first game of that season, going into my junior year. They beat us pretty good, and Marshall played them, I think it was the fourth game of the year, and Marshall went out there and beat them. Then we got Marshall at home. They was coming in on an emotional high and didn't really expect much out of us because K-State had really put a whipping on us, and we came out and fired up, and we shocked them and beat them. I'd say Marshall my junior year, beat them, I think, 33-24.
Wow.
What was maybe the most exciting moment in your career? Well, I know that that's a big win for you, and then there's the Missouri win that Pat alluded to, but the one that I kind of remember, it was kind of you in a particular play, was when I saw the interception in the LSU game. There you are in Death Valley, and you make a big play, gives your team the chance to win. Is that one of them?
that was one of them. You know, that one in the interception I got against Marshall my junior year.
Right.
The one against LSU, it was very big because, you know, offense wasn't really getting a lot of movement on offense, wasn't moving the ball as well, and defense had a pretty good game, and I just tried to feel like I was just doing my part, trying to help the offense out as much as I could.
Coach Ansley, I was wondering, could you tell us, did you go to any pro combines or anything before you took the coaching job at Huntingdon?
Yeah, New York Giants invited me to that camp. I was up there for a week, and things just didn't pan out the way I wanted to pan out and the way they wanted it to pan out. So I just had to go another route. I did attend the New York Giants football camp.
Did you think at some point that you might be playing pro football, though, when you getting to the end of your career? And it was a very good college career. What were the reasons, really, that some of that didn't work out for you?
I was with the best in stat-wise coming out my senior year. Just my weight wasn't what they like it ideal at the safety. They like more of a 215, 220-pound safety, and I was right around 185, 190, so that kind of hurt me. Then I was from a smaller school, and just things didn't fall in place the way I wanted them to. You know, that's life. You got to overcome obstacles, and I'm not bitter about anything in my college career. You know, I gave them my all. It just didn't work out. Everybody can't go to the NFL. You got to rebound and do something else with your life.